Well, up next this week, soybean futures rallied to new contract highs. We'll have some analysis of that market with ag economist from the University of Illinois, Darryl Good. The last time soybeans rallied to new contract highs was in mid-February of this year. U of I Extension ag economist Darryl Good pondered then if the high might have come too early in the season and suggested soybeans could rally again sometime later in the year.
My thought at that time was probably, but most likely, as we get into the heart of the growing season and we worry a bit about the crop. But the new highs have come really relatively early, late May, early June, and not so much driven by supply concerns, but more on the demand side of the equation.
Well, the supply side says the market should not need to rally, says Darryl Good. While the U.S. has planted fewer acres of soybeans this year, the South Americans just finished a record-setting soybean harvest. So for the near term, Darryl Good says supplies seem to be pretty ample. But it's not the supply side of the market that has spurred the recent rally.
This whole rally in soybeans that really started in October has been carried for the most part by soybean oil. We've seen oil prices increase almost 50% since their lows in October. And again, it's not so much because we have a shortage of soybean oil. In fact, we've been carrying record inventories of soybean oil. But worldwide, we're seeing a real rush to biodiesel. Palm oil is being consumed at a very rapid pace. Palm oil prices moving to record highs. In Europe, rapeseed being used for biodiesel. So the whole demand for vegetable oils has kind of pushed soybean oil prices much higher, even though we don't have a shortage of soybean oil at this point.
Importantly to the whole soy complex and the price of soybeans, Darryl Good says on this leg up, soybean meal has rallied too. When the price of corn settled back below $4, it seems the domestic livestock industry decided it could continue to produce profits and started to purchase primary feed ration inputs, including soybean meal.
Taken all together, this is pushing soybean prices higher a little earlier than we thought. We've, in fact, rallied. If we look at November futures, rallied almost a dollar from the lows we've seen recently. It looked like, and we commented at the time, looked like November beans were headed for about the 720 area. They dropped down to about 750, and then we saw a major reversal, and we've added a little over a dollar to that price since then.
A dollar in the futures market, but not in the cash market. It tells Darryl Good that speculative money has moved into the soybeans, most likely on the idea that biodiesel will become the fuel of choice for Europe in the near future. Still, the University of Illinois Extension ag economist says the rally to new contract highs in late May, early June, gives him pause to consider where the next step might be, possibly $9, he says, should the weather appear not to cooperate with the growing season. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.